You're listening to Iverson on Future Drive Radio. That was one of my favourite songs by one of my favourite all-time synthwave artists. That was In Dreams by Iverson. Iverson released two EPs in 2 years. I think there was one in 2017, one in 2018. That's from the latter. They were around, they started in this genre similar time to when I did. And I've featured them so many times on the show, as I'm being reminded now as I compile all the shows into those YouTube compilations that I'm putting out. Iverson are all over those old shows, and indeed, more recent ones as well. And it's devastating to me that there doesn't seem to be any new music from them anymore, because they're so good. And so I just wanted to start the show with them, just as like a nostalgia thing for me. And hopefully for you too. Anyway, this is Future Drive Radio. I'm Royston Charmaine. I keep forgetting to introduce the show these days. I just launch straight into it. But yeah, thank you for listening. Welcome. That old song from 2018 is the only song this week that we're going to be featuring that is older than a week. There's been so much new, great, synthy stuff dropped in the last 7 days. And that is so cool to see. I mean, this scene might not have the eyes on it that it once did in the Stranger Things season 1 and 2 heyday, but it's still absolutely pushing forwards, and some of this music that's been released recently is so, so good. And what better way to start our exploration of this new music than with an excellent artist called Hotel Pools, and this song is fittingly called Beginning.
We'll be right back.
That was Pashang featuring Shred Kruger with Pac-Man's Escape. And there's not a single part of that thing I just read that I don't adore. I don't know this, I haven't checked this, but I'm going to go out on a limb here. I'm going to say that Shred Kruger was the guitarist featured in that song. What a fantastic name for a guitarist. What a pseudonym that is, Shred Kruger. Maybe there is someone who doesn't know. Shred is a guitar term for performing a particularly vibrant solo. Everyone knew that, didn't they? That didn't need explaining, did it? I've done it now. Too late. But yeah, that song was amazing. I love that song so much. Pretty much my style to a T. And if it was your style too, remember, if you are listening on SoundCloud, you can go into the description here, and every single artist featured on the show, in the order that they're featured, are tagged. And if you're not listening on SoundCloud, come on over, soundcloud.com/RoystonCharmaine. You can find all the shows here, all the artists, all tagged, and you can give me a follow while you're at it, why not? But after that electric guitar shredding, it's now time to plunge into the depth of space. This is Voyage Alone. That was one of my absolute favourite artists. That was Pongman with the new track Feed Forward. Such a retro feel, such a vibrant vibe to that song. Just one of those that just makes me smile, and a kind of music that I cannot get enough of. The more there is of that in the world, the better this world is. And hopefully that's what this show does. Hopefully it makes your world a little bit better for 1 hour a week. And if you want to support that, or if you want to get this show a couple of days early, you can go over to patreon.com/futuredriveradio, where for, I think it's, in US dollars, I think it's $3.50, you can get the show on Wednesday instead of Friday. And also just support me and the show, I would appreciate it. Or even if you just go over there and follow, that's where I tend to post free posts on there, just updating stuff that I'm doing with the show, stuff on YouTube, everything. So yeah, head over there, that's also linked in the description. The next track is one that when I was scrolling through my feed here on SoundCloud, I saw the title and I immediately thought, is that a Donna Lewis cover? Surely, surely it isn't. The Donna Lewis one-hit wonder, I Love You Always Forever, one of the greatest / worst, depending on your taste, earworms in the history of pop music. But a song that I personally adore. It's so cutesy and kitsch that it's actually, if it was just a little bit less cutesy, it would be awful, but it, because it's dialed all the way up, it's excellent. I adore things like that. And this is a kind of synth wavy cover of it. And when I pressed play after seeing the title, I was so happy when the first notes played, and I'm like, yes, it is a Donna Lewis cover. I never thought that I would be introducing a cover of 90s Welsh one-hit wonder Donna Lewis on this show, but here it is. This is the motion epic I Love You Always Forever. Feels like I'm lost in a deep cloud of heavenly sand. Touching, discovering.
Near and far.
That was brand new from Alison. That was Euphory, a song named for an intense joy, and I think you'll agree, a fittingly titled song. And I'm happy to say that by the looks of the numbers, that song looks like it's taking off, and it deserves to. What a track that is. But in my opinion, all of these tracks deserve to take off, and that's kind of the point of the show. I've already mentioned that I tag all the artists below, but I'm gonna say it again. If any of these songs are things that you like, please seek out the bands and follow them. I say bands, most of them are probably solo people. Artists. Seek out the artists and follow them. Because there's so much great music like this out there. And here, without any further ado, is some more of it. This is also brand new. This is from Wave Shaper. This is Peak. Thank you. You just heard X-Wars by Carr, K-A-R-R. And it is with the inclusion of that track that I realised that what I said earlier was not true. I thought I only added one track from my backlog, but I didn't. I added two. So that is significantly more than 7 days old. I think that's about 2 or 3 years old. And one of a very rare Carr track in that the title didn't include the word Carr anywhere. So yeah, minor admin, or maybe memory error from me there. Forgive me. I'd say I'm tired, but I'm an adult, so I think you already know that. Aren't all adults tired? I feel like the last time I wasn't tired, my age began with a 2, and was followed by a number not much higher. But I won't sit here and complain about adulthood on the show. I will just move on from my error, and we'll move on to the next track. As the weather begins to warm up here in the UK, here in the Northern Hemisphere, we're getting ready for summer. We're getting ready for clear nights, gazing at the starlight, with Clintone and Rogue VHS. We'll be right back. That was the new one from Future Cop. That was Fantasy. A bit heavier and more EDM than I'm used to showing on this show, but Future Cop is an artist that I've been featuring for years, and I just wanted to kind of highlight the progress that and the branching out that a lot of artists are doing. Including myself, I try and make lots of different things. If you look at some of the original music on this SoundCloud channel, if you are here, or the YouTube channel, if you're there, I'm trying different things, and lots of people are, and I think that's healthy. Synthwave and lots of music genres, not just synthwave, but lots of music genres have gatekeepers who want artists in the genre to only stick to this genre, and if you do something that isn't quite in that wheelhouse, they get quite both offensive and defensive, and I in my opinion, there's no place for that in music. Everyone should experiment, everyone should try out different sounds, everyone, even listeners, should try as much of the different kinds of music as there are. Because the more things you can find that you enjoy, the more things you'll have to bring happiness to yourself. That was a bit more philosophical than I was originally going for. But hey, that's what this show is. It's a bunch of great tunes with some idiot rattling on in between them, which the YouTube comments are sure to let me know. But alas, it is once again time for the show to end. And this week we end with a fantastic new track from Antarasis. This song is called Shine Monochrome. And until next time, I've been Royston Charmaine. Until the future, drive safe.